Welcome to another episode of Notable on Noble, the podcast that brings you samples of locally recorded audio from the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. All materials presented are available from the library's download site called Noble. Now sit back, relax, and let's listen to something notable on Noble.
Between the Creeks, Mice a Pony Adventures by Roy A. Cooper Jr. A summary of the book. Roy A. Cooper Jr. set out to tell the stories of growing up in the country in the late 1920s and 30s. In doing so, he has accomplished much more than that. His collection of tales about growing up between the creeks speaks to continuity of values across generations, values passed down from parents to children to grandchildren. Readers are transported back to a time when life was hard, but love of friends and family ran deep. Humorous and heartwarming, sad and reflective. These stories enable us to experience the fear of witnessing a fire in the tobacco barn, along with the elation of capturing a hive of honeybees. From the humility and appreciation he learned from the young man who helped him find the school outhouse, to the heartbreak of losing his first pet, to the sense of responsibility he developed as his father taught him to take on more of the adult chores around the farm. Each of Cooper's stories brings with it a lesson for both children and adults about values and priorities. The lessons of love and responsibility, of respect and determination, still resonate today. Through his storytelling, Roy A. Cooper Jr. has put into words the life lessons he and others in his generation learned, often the hard way, that serve as guideposts throughout life. Prologue. Nothing unusual about me. Well, maybe. I was an only child named Roy, but called Tommy until my college days. Brought up in a community where everyone I knew had brothers and sisters. I believe someone said that when Mark Twain was born, a shooting star was seen over his home. Well, heck. I was born on March 13, 1927, during the big snow. My daddy rode a horse from our farm to Nashville, 3 miles away. Daddy said, the snow was up to the horse's belly. We could hardly make it. I'd like to think that Mark Twain and I had something in common. Natural phenomena at the times of our births, and, of course, writing. My life has been good. I married Beverly Batchelor, the perfect girl for me, made lots of friends, developed some influence in Nash and surrounding counties, and became father of an attorney general and a district court judge. My wife, two sons, two daughters-in-law, and I have graduate degrees. Our oldest granddaughter is in her second year of law school, and the other three granddaughters love to learn. My daddy would be proud. I had a lot of fun writing the stories you're about to read. I hope you have fun reading them.